Just 7 past that, let's catch up with some comic royalty. Mark Wright has been, as far as I can work out, basically on everything. That comedy show, Shortland Street, Power Rangers, the Billy T. James Show, Stage, here and in Australia, is the voice of the BAFTA-nominated Kerry and Lou. He's got a new project starting next week, Ladies' Night, and Mark Wright is with us. Good to see you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. I love what you've done with the place.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's great. The jacuzzi in the corner, that's the masterstroke. Is that a wardrobe?
No, it is. I live here.
That's a sauna. It's flash in here.
Ladies' Night, what do you know of it? And have you ever done it before?
Because I have. Yeah, this is not my first rodeo. Recently, actually, I did it at the end of 2020 down at Centrepoint Theatre in Palmerston North. Sell-out extended season because we just come out of that lockdown in 2020, and it's a fun show. It's a comedy, and it's a great night out. And so we ended up doing an extended sellout season. It just went off.
Presumably. Do you have a vibe of regional theatre in this country? I mean, is it still successful? Can you go from town to town to town and sell out? People buying tickets and want to see it?
That's a really good question. It's hard to tell after COVID and everything, which decimated the industry basically, because you weren't allowed a whole lot of people in the one room.
I remember that.
Getting people out to the theatre is hard at the best of times, because now with everything that's online, you don't even have to go to the picture theatre anymore, let alone the live theatre. But there is something about that. I mean, we're a pack animal. You know, we love being all sitting together in the dark, having that same experience.
Yeah. And if there's a play on, that helps.
Yeah, I think the relevance of theatre in this country at the moment, like it was in COVID, is that in times of adversity, when we're under pressure and things, people like escapism.
Yeah.
You know, they like a night off.
A little bit of camaraderie and a
laugh. They want to get together with a group of friends and just forget about the troubles of the day, and with the with the recent weather events and the economic recession and all that sort of thing.
Get out and have a good night out.
Yeah, go out and
What is the magic of having done it before? Because it is our most successful play ever. I mean, if you go back, I mean, you think about Roger Hall being successful, but this is even more successful. This has been exported to the world.
Yeah, it's been translated into 16 different languages, 8 sellout seasons through Great Britain. It's very most commercially successful.
Who do you play and how naked do you get?
Good question. Well, there's no actual nudity. That's the thing about Ladies' Night.
A lot of people think it is.
I know. A lot of people just think it's just a strip show, but it's not. It's a comedy play. It's a full-length Kiwi drama written by Anthony McCartan and Stephen Sinclair, who both went on to great Hollywood screenwriting success. Anthony's nominated for 4 Oscars for screenwriting, and Stephen as well. He's written for Peter Jackson with Meet the Feebles and Brain Dead and Lord of the Rings, of course, which he was nominated for. And Anthony, most recent, was the Two Popes. Yep. So they're well-known
screenwriters. That was a brilliant movie.
Yeah, great writers. And again, a lot of Kiwis don't know that we have these writers from this country that produced this play way back in 1987.
Yeah.
So we're doing it as a retro piece. We're setting it back then in the middle of the 80s, which is lots of fun with the fashion and the hairstyle.
Does
of the
it
days.
Travel well in terms of language and dialogue and themes of the time?
Well, the themes are timeless, obviously, but setting it back in the 80s is great because we've got all the 80s music and the trends, and it is a comedy, but it's thought-provoking in the sense that we explore a lot of issues of the day. A lot of there was phobias and discrimination and bigotry and
like all the stuff we got today.
And it's
interesting.
Although it's interesting to see how far we have come in, nearly 40 years, in some of those areas, because obviously back then it wasn't done for men to dress up and put on makeup or perform on stage. I remember I was at school in the 80s, and I remember the career advisor at my school told me to my face that acting wasn't a real job.
Yeah.
I'd like to find him, actually, now, and prove him wrong. So it's dealing with all that sort of themes, which are still very relevant today.
Fantastic. Have you done everything you want to do in terms of, I mean, you've been everywhere. You've been everywhere, you've done everything.
I'd like to keep working. For an actor, that's one thing of, you know. I did... what's not on your list was a big chunk of my life was 4 years of McPhail and Gadsby's show, where I was impersonating New Zealand politicians primarily and famous people. And I enjoyed that because I think, like this play, this is a quintessential Kiwi tale about a group of unemployed Kiwi blokes down on their luck who have to come up with a scheme to make money to support themselves and their families. And they decide that after seeing a group of American strippers hit their town and take a whole lot of money out of the community, they say in that great Kiwi tradition of DIY, we can do that. Let's have a go. they all overcome various problems. One of them's painfully shy. Another one's got relationship issues with his wife. Another one comes from Pacifica culture and it's not done. His family frown on that sort of show. And and so following the journey of the guys through the story of overcoming all those obstacles is what makes the show, I think, relevant to today. And it's fun. It's very, very fun.
Exactly.
It's very well written. And everyone who comes to see it will recognize
somebody that they know.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be their husband or their brother or their son or their father.
Exactly. Hold on for a couple of moments. Come back with more Mark Wright. It's 14 past 8. News Talk ZB, 17 minutes past 8. Mark Wright's the guest and Ladies' Night is the play in which we're just reminiscing. It's always difficult to know. Do you get to – how old are you?
I'm old. I'm really old.
I'm 58.
Oh, I'm older than you.
Are you? See, you don't look at that. That's the first depressing thing. So then, I always hesitate to go. Do we go down the old reminiscing track? And because you think about things like McPhail and Gadsby, and Billy T. James, and you're tempted to ask, is there anything? Has there ever been anything as good and cutting edge and broadly speaking popular as that? Or was that a golden time that we just don't want to reminisce about? Or is it just like, you know, life moves on and it is what it is?
Certainly. Issues with McPhail and Gadsby was the highlight of my television career because we did an election special basically back in 1990. It was supposed to leading up to the general election that year, but it was so popular and rated so well, we were still there 4 years later at the next general election in 93. And I won my first film and television award for my work in that. I think Kiwis like to laugh at Kiwis. And because it was political satire, and we were taking the mickey out of politicians
It was back in the days when people genuinely gathered around the television. You know, like it was, you talked about it the next day. I mean, McPhail and Gadsby and Billy T. James and his style of humour, that was part of the zeitgeist in the country, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And I know it... Apparently, we were outrating Holmes and Shorten Street at the time, which they were the two to beat. Gone are the days, I suppose.
The reason I raise that is I got a good text and people remember you as Ruth Richardson. And see, as I look at you now, you also did Richard Long. You look like Richard Long. So it can't have been that hard to do Richard Long.
No, and if you think about it, I struggled a bit with Richard initially because... You don't get a job fronting, you know, the news if you've got some massive tick or you're, you know, disfigured or whatever. I mean, you know, you're pretty rock solid. So I had to latch on something. And, of course, I was working across from the famous Rima Tuatha.
Yes.
She was doing Judy Bailey at the time.
Yes,
and we got known as, you know, the alternative Richard and Judy.
Exactly. Who was your favourite?
Impersonating. I did enjoy doing Ruth. And in fact, I performed Ruth in front of Ruth Richardson at a corporate function once.
She would have liked that, wouldn't she?
I think she did, because she was there all afternoon, and so people in the audience had seen that she was there. And so when I got up on stage, the first thing I said on the microphone was, "Oh, I see that awful impersonator Mark Wright's in the audience." And then I was doing a job at a lodge years later, and I picked a book out of a bookcase, and it was her biography. And in it is a picture of me standing next to her on that day.
No way.
Dressed as her in the book. So
incredible. Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, listen, good luck with the tour.
Thank you.
Hope it goes well. Having done before, I mean, I suppose it's no pressure, is it? You've done it before. You know how
I'm doing three different parts, though.
Well, there's probably a bit of pressure in that, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But good luck. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Mark Wright, Ladies' Night, coming to a town and theatre near you. It's 8:21.